Psalm 62, as David is the one writing this psalm here, as he's as my Bible, and most of y'all's has a little something there kind of telling about the chapter underneath it. Mine says it's David professing his confidence in God and encouraging the godly. And this is a really good chapter to keep in mind, amen, and to go to often in your Bible. It says, truly, David here talking, my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. How long will ye imagine mischief against a man? Ye shall be slain, all of you, as a bowing wall shall ye be. And I love this last phrase here. And as a tottering fence. Amen. You ever seen one of those before, right? About to fall over, right? And you think about a wiggling and a tottering fence. Verse 4, they only consult to cast him down from his excellency. They delight in lies. They bless with their mouth, but they curse inwardly. Selah. The word that the brother mentioned last Sunday night. We're going to see that several times used in this passage. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock. There's a second time that phrase been used. Back in verse 2, we had the same thing. And my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. That sounds like a song, don't it? In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy, for thou renderest to every man according to his work. Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you today for everything that you've done. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the good Sunday school hour. Thank you, dear Lord, for the songs that we've been able to sing today that turns our hearts and minds towards you, dear Lord. And we thank you for Psalms, dear Lord, one of my favorite books, my favorite book in the Bible, dear Lord, that, dear Lord, it's just such a blessing every time you read it. And dear Father, I pray that you would help, dear Father, each and every one of us this morning. Dear Lord, we come this morning, I've come asking and needing some help from you, dear Lord, this morning. I pray today that you would take and open your word up to us, dear Lord, this chapter in Psalms, and I pray that you'd speak to our hearts, that you'd encourage us, that you'd strengthen us. But dear Lord, if we need convicting in our hearts and our lives, I pray that you'd do that as well. Dear Lord, I pray your Holy Spirit would help me now. Let everything that's said and done be done according to your will. And we say thank you ahead of time for all you're going to do. Thank you for loving us. Help us today, I pray. Speak to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a phrase that people use a lot of times that the Lord kind of reminded me of as I was reading this chapter. And I'm not being critical of anybody that uses this phrase this morning. If you used it, maybe even here recently, I'm not saying you did anything wrong, but I'm just talking about the way we say things sometimes. And the Lord reminded me of this as I was reading Psalm 62. But you think about, we use this phrase sometimes when we're going through hard times and things in our lives, or maybe just not necessarily going through hard times, but to keep us where we ought to be, we'll say that this person is our rock. Have you ever said that before? Heard somebody say that? So-and-so is my rock. I don't know what I'd do without them. I've heard people say that a lot of times. I don't know if I've said that. I don't remember saying that, but I may have at some point or another. You think about, we say that sometimes, and we'll say, well, Mama, she's my rock. Daddy, he's my rock. That pastor, he's my rock. Boy, so-and-so, they're my rock. Whatever. And we use that phrase a lot of times, people do, and you know that they are my rock. And you think about, in other words, we're just simply saying that person is the one that we're dependent on, right? That person is the one that gives us strength, that helps us, that we know we can always go to. Amen. But you think about today, I'm going to kind of keep that in mind, if you will, because we're coming back to that in just a minute. But you think about this today. I did a little research, and it was very interesting for me to see. You know, it seems like in the world that we live in today, we have more doctors than ever before, right? There's doctors on every corner. Amen. There's churches on every corner in the area we live. As the brother was talking about last week, it's not that way everywhere, but where we live. You think about, they've got more medicines than ever before, right? You take and you look around and you see our society today, and boy, you know, there's just pharmacies everywhere, medicines everywhere, doctors everywhere, all that. And you think about one of the number one things that people deal with nowadays is depression. And I took and looked up just a little statistics on the word depression, and I thought on the diagnosis of depression is real interesting. They say that 1 out of every 13 people have depression. Now think about that with me just for a minute this morning. Y'all know how many people we got in the room? Maria does, I bet. 14. And then a couple back there. So we've got, basically, that means out of our small group, amen, there's one person in here that statistics would say that is suffering with depression. I think about that. That's pretty powerful to think about, just out of how I guess I'd say prevalent that is today in our society we live in. Why do I say that today? Simply because, folks, we as God's children, as believers, we don't have to be that way. We don't have to be one of the statistics or one of those numbers. Because why? We have someone that's our rock. Amen? Even if that person that you have maybe said in the past, or that you would say, you know what, that person was my rock, but since they're gone, things have been hard. Or since maybe things between me and them ain't what it used to be because of circumstances, whatever they may be, boy, I've been having a hard time. And you know what? I know that's natural sometimes, but realize something this morning, not being critical, but just being honest, we shouldn't have a person as our rock anyway this morning, should we?
That's right.
We shouldn't depend on man. We shouldn't depend on people. I know we all look, I understand that's the natural human thing to do, but that doesn't make it the right and the best thing to do. Instead, the one that ought to be our rock, that we ought to be dependent on for our strength, for our help, all those things we talked about earlier, it ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. This is not the only place in Scripture, and I think we all know this, but just for the sake of saying it this morning, because it's what we're talking about, this is not the only place the Bible uses the picture and the truth of Jesus Christ being the rock all throughout the Bible, doesn't it? The rock being a picture of God and what He is to us. We've got a lot of songs, as you're going to see this morning as we go through the message, Lord willing. We've got a lot of songs in our hymn book that talk about this truth. There's been a lot of songs written. There's a lot of verses about it. And this chapter here is one of many that talk a lot about it. So simply, if you will, this morning, realize that this world today that we live in, it can be a depressing place. Amen? I think we all would agree on that. It can be a depressing place when you look around and you see the world we live in today. But realize this, that David's day was depressing too. Amen? You think about, you say, what do you mean by that? Our day's a lot different than his day, and I know it was. But realize that David was a man that the Bible said he was a man of war. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty depressing thing, thinking about war. Amen? You think about the day and time we live in, one of the biggest concerns that's really, I guess, come to the top, I'll say it that way, in the last few weeks, is a possibility of war with Iran. I don't know about you, but war is a pretty scary, depressing thing, right? It's not something that, unless you're what we call a warmonger, right? It's not something that people get wound up about, oh yeah, let's get in a war. We're going to get in a war. The United States is getting in a war. You'd be nuts to be like that, right? Foolish, to use the word we used in Sunday school. You know? Yeah, there's nobody. You don't want to go to war. We're not excited about that possibility. You think about, I'm simply saying this morning, that you think about this world is a depressing place that we live in, but you know what? David lived in depressing times too. He had one named Saul who was after him, and he had to be on the run for his own life for a long period of time, wasn't he? He was one that took and that had all these things and challenges of being a ruler that he dealt with, all these countries and different people coming against him that he constantly had to battle and fight against and fight with. But yet David said this morning in Psalms 62, he said, hey, he said, my soul waiteth upon God, from him cometh my salvation. He said, he's my rock. Amen. He wasn't looking to someone else around him to be the rock. God was his rock. He realized that. Even if he was hiding in a cave from Saul, the Lord was his rock. Amen. Whether he was sitting in the palace, whether he was out on the battlefield, no matter where he was, he realized that God was his rock this morning. Realize today, child of God, that he's your rock too. The thing that I found interesting that he said here in verse 1, he said, truly, my soul waiteth upon God. In other words, I see him here, and you can take that how you want, but I see him saying this. In other words, I'm in a tough spot. I'm in a tough place. I've been in some tough places, but you know what? God ain't showed up and got me out of it yet, but I'm waiting on him to. Amen? I'm waiting on him to. He's going to save me. He's going to help me. He's going to deliver me, just like he's done in the past. I'm waiting on him. When I seen David say that in verse 1, and you see him use that word wait several times when you read the whole chapter again later if you'd like, he uses that idea several times. It reminded me of another verse of Scripture that we're all familiar with that Kelly used to have on the front of her car till I don't know what happened to that tag, but anyway, Isaiah 40 and verse number 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Why? David, he was waiting on the Lord to do something, but he was his rock. Amen? He was waiting. He knew that God was going to do something. You think about, remember, child of God, today that he's your rock, and look to the rock of your salvation. Amen? Look to the rock. First off this morning, there's three things that this rock is to us that's talked about in Psalm 62 that we'll look at this morning, although there's more we could get out of here. The first thing is found in verse 2. It says, he only is my rock and my salvation. Amen? In other words, simply, the first thing this morning that David said, he's the rock of my salvation. Amen. I'm glad today to know that Jesus Christ is the rock of salvation. Amen. I think about, it was amazing to me, and every time I think about this, I'm amazed at how old I'm getting. And y'all go ahead and laugh and get it out the way. But every time I think about it, I'm amazed how old I'm getting. When I see 35 and my birthday hit, I think, well, I'm getting older. But what really strikes me of how old I'm getting is looking at my kids, that hits you pretty good too. But anyway, but the other thing that strikes you for me, the thing that probably strikes me the most of how old I am, is when I look back and I think about how long I've been saved. Because you think about August 22nd, 1992, 8 years old, I prayed and asked the Lord to come into my heart and save me, forgive me of my sins. That was 27 years ago. I'm amazed to think that for that long, he's been the rock of my salvation. That through thick and thin, hard times, good times, times where in my life I got backslidden, times in my life where I got away from the Lord and wasn't where I should be and wasn't doing the things I ought to do, and times where I just begin to even doubt certain things in my life, and we've all been there probably at some point or another. But you know what? Through it all, he's been the rock of my salvation. Through it all, I didn't doubt him, but because I knew who and what he was and what he had did in my heart and what he had did in my life. But you think about simply today, he's the rock of our salvation. He's the rock of our salvation this morning. Thank the Lord that my salvation is built on this solid rock. Amen. There's a song that we sing sometimes in our hymn books, number 125. I just want to read to you the first verse. It says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, somebody else or something else being the rock of your salvation, but wholly lean on what? Jesus' name. Amen. That's why. Because on Christ, the solid rock I stand. all other ground is sinking sand. You think about today, our salvation is built on a rock. Amen. If you've come to the one that is the only rock, amen, as Psalm said here in verse number 2, David did, he said, hey, he only is my rock. He said the same thing again in verse 6, in case you missed it in verse 2. He said, he only is my rock. He's the only rock that I got. When I seen that, it reminded me of another verse of Scripture, of something that Jesus said when he walked here on this earth. He said, hey, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. You think about today, he's the only rock. He's the only way. He's the only one that can give peace in a heart and a life. Amen. You think about today, for those people that believe they can lose their salvation, well, they're built on the wrong rock. Amen. They're built on the wrong rock a lot of times. They're trusting in works to get them to heaven. They're trusting in baptism. They're trusting in church membership. They're trusting in, oh, well, I prayed this little prayer when I was a little kid, but I don't remember what I was praying about or knew what I was doing. I just did it because it's what everybody else was doing. That won't save you this morning. It's only the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ that'll save you. Amen. You have to come to the one that's the rock. And David said, he's only is my rock and my salvation. You think about today, Christ is the solid rock. Thank the Lord, my salvation is built on Him this morning. That's why we can sing another song that we sang in our hymn book, page number 143 this morning. And y'all, I'm going to use a lot of songs this morning. But use Psalms 143, that's why we can sing, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Amen. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. You think about, we can have the blessed assurance in our hearts. Why? Because our salvation is founded on the one that is the rock, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I've got some big rocks out in my driveway. Matter of fact, I need to get some of them out the way. But at times I've taken and some of y'all probably have, if you have big rocks in your driveway. At times you take and you do what? Run over them, right? If you're not careful, they can cause some damage to that rock, can't they? Know what they cause damage to if it's a big enough rock? The tire. They can tear it up, can't they? You say, why in the world do you say that? Because simply, that rock is strong. It's sturdy. You can take and run over it, but you know what? If it's a strong enough, big enough rock, it'll tear up what runs over it before it gets tore up. You say, why in the world do you say that? I'm simply saying that you think about today, it doesn't matter what we do in our lives, if we know the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior and He's our rock, and I thought about this, we can take and run over Him all we want, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But if He's the rock of your salvation, you know what? He's your rock. I'm simply saying today that the Lord is our rock of our salvation. He's the rock of our strength. He'll help us. Once we're saved, we're there. Amen. We can have that blessed assurance. A person that don't have the rock of salvation can't honestly sing that song. A person that believes they can lose their salvation, they can't sing that song on Christ the solid rock in the way that we can. They can't sing that about blessed assurance because they have a blessed hope is what they have. Not the hope like the Bible talks about either, by the way. Instead, they're wishing. They're hoping they can hold out, hoping they can make it. Our salvation is on the rock of salvation, the Lord Jesus Christ. But not only is He the rock of salvation, David said, but down in verse number 7, there's something else this rock is. In verse 7 it says, in God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my, what's that next word? Strength. And my refuge is in God. He's the rock of salvation this morning, but He also is the rock of our strength. Amen. He's the rock of our strength. Yes, I'm glad that first off this morning, He is the rock of salvation of my soul first, but He's also the rock this morning that's the salvation of my situations. You see today, folks, I think today that we need to have the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior first. Once we know Him as that rock of salvation, you know what He'll be? He'll be the rock this morning of strength that can help us in the situations that we face. You think about what it must be like. I can't imagine to be a lost person out in the world today and have no rock to go to in the Lord Jesus Christ. To be dependent instead on a job as your rock. To be dependent on something here on this earth, a person as your rock. What's going to happen when something happens to that person or that job or that thing that you're dependent on, that you're relying on? You think about some people today, they're dependent on the government. Boy, that's not much of a rock to depend on, is it? I'm simply saying today, you think about, it used to be years ago, there was a company that had a rock for their symbol. You don't see the commercials as much anymore as what you used to. Does anybody know who they are? Prudential, right? Rock of Gibraltar, right? Yeah. You think about, I'm simply saying, I used to see that all the time, that commercial. I ain't seen in years about all that. I don't even know what happened to them. But I'm simply saying this, those rocks of this earth, they fade away, don't they? But there's one rock in the Lord Jesus Christ that'll be your strength no matter what you face. Amen? You're talking about in good hands with Allstate when mayhem comes. You're in a whole lot better hands with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I think about sometimes that, you know, people, that they depend on certain things. And, well, I got this insurance. And then the next thing you know, that insurance don't turn out to be what you thought it was. I'm signing up for some more now, okay? So here I am talking about it, and I'm just saying that's only good to a certain point, amen? But you know what's the best is the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen? He's the rock of our strength today. No matter the situation we may go through, remember the Lord that's your rock, amen? Remember that He's there with you. That rock is there with you in the midst of the storms, amen? You think about today, as I said earlier, some people call their wife, their husband, their mom, their dad, etc., their rock. But realize, as good as they may be, that rock can go away. Amen? That rock can go away. But I'm glad today that rock could be crushed by something in their own life. Amen? Then what are you going to do? I'm simply saying today that the Lord is the rock, amen, that'll stand the test of time. Jesus talked about the Sermon on the Mount, about building your house upon the rock, amen, and not building it on the sand, because when the sand, when the storms come, the winds blow, what happens? It falls down. Amen. I think about my house, I ought to be in real good shape because there ain't nothing out there but rocks in my yard. You go and you try to dig a hole and guess what you got? Rocks, rocks, rocks. Everywhere. You think about, so I think, boy, I got plenty of rocks out there. Amen. So if y'all ever need rocks, you come dig. Amen. And get all the rocks you want. But you think about, I'm simply saying that He's the rock of our strength today. The Lord Jesus Christ. Notice verse number 8. Notice verse number 8, what it says. Trust in Him when, and I mark this in my Bible and I encourage you to, trust in Him at all times. Amen. That's a rock right there. Amen. One that you can take and trust in at all times. And David's saying here, he's saying, this is who God is. He is who He is to me. And now in verse 8, He's saying, hey, this is what you need to do. You need to trust in Him all the time. Amen. You can trust in Him at all times. I've been there. I've seen it. I've done it. I know. Trust in Him at all times, ye people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Sounds like a rock of strength if there ever was one. Amen. You think about, He's a rock that we can stand on this morning. Notice, let's read on to verse 9. Surely men of low degree are vanity, and men of high degree are a lie. To be laid in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. Notice verse 10 though. Trust not in oppression, and become not vain in robbery. Notice the last phrase here. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. What are many people having today as their rock that they're dependent on? Money. Money. And the Bible says here, hey, if those riches increase, don't set your heart upon them. Amen. Don't set your heart upon them, because we know the love of money is the root of all evil. Amen. Don't depend on your money to be your rock, because you can wake up and it be here today and be gone tomorrow. Amen. You think about, I'm simply saying today, Christ ought to be the rock of our strength. A rock is a symbol of steadiness and steadfastness in that it will not move. Amen. I think about the song that is in our other hymn book. Amen. That these verses here led to being written. And it says, I shall not be I shall not be moved. Amen. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Amen. Now think about old Aunt B and them girls. They wasn't moved. Amen. They took and they stood there. Bring the bulldozers. Come what may, we are not going to be moved. Amen. I'm simply saying today, if we've got the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter what bulldozer of the world may come to try to move us, you know what? He is there. He's a rock that can stand, amen, the storms and the test of time. I think about Hebrews 13:8 is another good verse of Scripture, and it tells us that Jesus Christ, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Realize He doesn't change. He's the same. And that's why there's no erosion that's going to erode away the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I know some little rocks over time, they might get weaker and might go away, or if a big car goes by, they might crush them or that type of thing, or break them up. But realize the Lord Jesus Christ is a rock of strength this morning. Amen. He's a rock of stability and steadfastness despite the storms and the situations you may face in our life. As the song says, He's our shelter in the time of storm. Amen. He gives us the strength that we need. I like what the hymn says on page 146. The Lord's our rock. In Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in this time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no foes affright. Verse 3, the raging storms may round us be, a shelter in the time of storm. We'll never leave our safe retreat, a shelter in the time of storm. O rock divine, O refuge dear, be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. And boy, does the chorus not describe the day and the place that we live in and the land we live in today. It says, oh, Jesus is a rock in what kind of land? A weary land. Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. We live in a weary land today. You think about today, it's a weary land that we live in. Amen. But I'm glad to know that we've got a rock of strength in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's our shelter in the time of storm if we'll just go to the cleft of the rock. Amen. As another song says this morning. You think about today, not only is He the rock of salvation in verse 2 and 6, He's the rock of strength in verse 7, but the third and the last thing we see about this rock, and I like this one, is found in verse number 5. It says, my soul, wait. There it is again. The same thing that was said in verse 1, that word wait. My soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from who? He's from Him. In other words, not only is He the rock of our salvation and strength, but thirdly, He's the rock of our expectation. Amen. He's the rock of our expectation. You say, what do you mean by, what does He mean here by this? For my expectation is from Him. Remember what I said at the beginning of the message this morning from verse 1? That David was waiting on the Lord, his rock, to do something. Amen. He was waiting on Him to do something. And now he knew who He was. He knew what He was. He told us all about it. And he said, hey, you need to trust in Him at all times. But in the middle of all this, in verse 5, he says, hey, wait on God. My soul, wait on God. He's telling himself. I see him talking to himself here, don't you? He said, my soul, I done stated that I'm waiting on Him. Now I'm talking to myself and I'm saying, hey, David, wait on the Lord. Amen. Wait on Him. He's coming. He's going to help you. You know that He will. Amen. Maybe today some of us need to help and use God's Word like David did. And maybe we need to take and use the same thing and talk to ourselves about what God's Word says a little bit. We talk to ourselves about everything else, don't we? So why not talk? Hopefully you don't answer yourself, I know. But hopefully you think about today, I'm saying that we talk to ourselves about everything else. So why not talk to yourself like the psalmist did this morning from God's Word and say, you know what? Gerald, wait on the Lord. Amen? Wait on Him. Wait on Him. So wait thou on God. Wait on Him. Because I'm expecting something from Him. You see, today, folks, we can say that because we realize this morning that I wrote this here in my notes. There was a saying, a quote years ago, and it was from one of the, I think it was William Carey, I want to believe, that made this quote. He said, about attempting great things for God. And the thought that the Lord gave me as I read this verse was kind of a twist on that, if you will, was to wait on God, but expect great things from God. We ought to attempt great things for Him, but you know what else we ought to do? We ought to expect great things from God. Why? Because He's the rock. Amen? Expect great things for Him. Amen? Expect Him to get you through the trial that you're going through. You say, why? Because He's the rock. Amen? Expect Him to help you with what you're facing in your life. Why? Because He's the rock. Expect that when you get to heaven, amen, that the Lord's going to say, welcome in, amen. Your name's in the book. Come on in, amen. Why? Because of what Jesus Christ did. Because of the rock that you stood on. Because of the rock that you trusted in for salvation, amen. I expect when I get to the heaven for the Lord to look and say, hey, come on in. Come on in, amen. Why? Because of the rock, amen. Well, you've heard preachers probably say before, if when you get to heaven, the Lord says, why should I let you in? What would the answer have to be? Well, it's because of Jesus. It's because of the rock. Amen. I trusted in Him. My hope's built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Amen. You think about today, I'm simply saying He's the rock of our expectation. Amen. He's the rock, if you will, of our hope is what I'm trying to say this morning. Amen. He's the one we're hoping in. He's the rock we're hoping in. Not to have a hope in a man or a woman or a material thing, but to hope in the Lord. He's the rock of our expectation, of our hope. You think about, as I'm waiting on the Lord's return this morning and waiting and relying on Him to come. Amen. He's the hope of my expectation. I'm expecting Him to come in any minute. Amen. He's my hope this morning. He's my rock of expectation. I'm expecting Him to do something this morning. And I'm looking forward to what He's going to do. If we trust in Him and follow Him, we'll be amazed at what God can do as we rely on the One that is the rock. You think about today, folks, I don't know about y'all, but I'm expecting God to do great things here with our church. I'm expecting God to grow the church. You say, why? Not because of me, not because of you, just us doing our part, but because we're looking to the One that is the rock. Amen. The Lord said that He would build His church. Amen. We got to trust in Him. Do what He says. Be faithful and look to the One that's the rock this morning. Amen. Look to the One that's the rock. You think about the rock of expectation. He's the rock. He's the one we've got to depend on this morning. No matter what may be going on around us, we've got to be standing and relying on the rock. I think about another song in our hymn books of how we're standing on the solid rock. Amen. You think about we ought to be standing on the rock like I sung about a while ago. Standing on that solid rock, as that song says. But you think about today, I wonder if there's somebody in here who's trusting in a different rock. You think about rocks over time wear away, earthly rocks. Rocks over time get washed away. But you know what? Rocks are something we overlook. Amen. But you know what? The Lord's the rock that'll stand the test of time. Today, I thought about this. You know, we all go to the beach to see what? To see the sand, see the ocean. Amen. We go to the mountains to see what? To see Dollywood, yeah. Lord help me, David. We go to the mountains to see Dollywood and the rocks. Amen. The big rocks. The mountains. And you know what? I'm amazed every time I go up to Dollywood and the mountains, those big old rocks are there. Amen. You think about, I'm simply saying today, the Lord's our rock. And He's our strength. We can go to Him and we can rely on Him no matter what we face in our lives. You know, this world is shifting sand as we sing. This world, it changes every day. And who knows what 5, 10, 15 minutes from now is going to hold. Much less 5, 10, 15 years. But there's one thing I can say today, that if He's the rock in your life, you can depend on Him. It don't matter what the future holds. If He's the rocks of your salvation, then you can bank it and take it to the bank and be assured that one day you'll spend eternity in heaven with Him. But you know what? He's the rock of strength too. So as long as you're here on this earth, if He's your rock, you can realize that He'll help you and He'll give you the strength to make it through. Even in times where you don't feel like I can make it through, you can make it through. Why? Because of the One that's your strength. You just got to wait on Him. You think about, I'm simply saying lastly this morning, you say, am I ever going to see the light? Realize that He's the rock of expectation. And you can look to Him and you can expect great things from God if you're standing on the rock, that He'll see you through to the other side. You think about this morning, I had here in conclusion, I'll just read to you exactly what I put down. I'm thankful for the Lord that's been my rock of salvation through it all for almost 27 years. And He's also been ever since then the rock of my strength. But I also am thankful for Him that is my rock of expectation. Every day I expect Him to rapture us out. Amen. But every day as long as I'm here, I am blessed and I'm expecting Him, amen, to do great things. Why? Because not of me, but because of the rock. As we've talked about many times before, the house is as only good as the foundation and what it's built on. And today, we need to make sure that our foundation is built on the rock of the Lord Jesus Christ. The psalmist said, hey, I know who my foundation's on. I know whom, what my rock is, and I'm going to wait on Him. I know waiting's hard. Don't none of us like to wait, especially in the day and time we live in. I think we're more impatient than the ones that before us was. Because in our generation, everything's at the touch of a finger, at the push of a button. Amen? Why take and go look something up in a book anymore when we can just take and say, wherever it went to, hey, Google. Right? Ask Google. We done got to where at home we don't even try to figure out video games anymore. You know what we do? Google, how do you beat this? Up comes a video. I don't know if little Donnie's ever done that. But you take and you look up, Google, how to beat this. Here's a video of exactly what to do, how the maze or the pattern works out, exactly where to go, where to jump, what to do to get through it all. That's kind of cheating, ain't it? But anyway. But I'm simply saying, why? Because we don't want to wait. We don't want to figure it out anymore. Amen? Instead, we want to know, we want it now when we want it. But realize He's the rock. And if we'll wait on Him, He'll help us. Amen.